I want to own a ship.
Seems like a lot of work.
It is.
It's a big investment because you have to keep paying for it. Gas, you know, maintenance.
Yeah.
If you get a yacht, you got to pay people to, you know.
I got to get Keanu Reeves to scrape the barnacles off the bottom of my boat.
Yeah.
What's that a reference to?
The Replacements.
Good job. Try me, son.
Sheba! I heard, though, living on a boat's cheaper than owning a house, though. Like a normal-sized boat where you don't have to pay people and you just park it down in, like, a thing. You
park, I mean.
Like, I was watching this interview, and the guy only pays, like, I don't know, he said about $35,000 a year for all the fees and shit.
But you're on a boat.
Yeah, I get seasick.
Yeah.
I don't get seasick.
I've only ever been on one boat, well, two boats. And they were for a relatively short time, so I don't think I could say whether or not I get seasick. So
I might be okay if we were, like, docked.
Yeah. Would you rather have a sailboat or a motorboat? A
motorboat. What kind of question is that?
I kind of think the sailboats are cool.
Yeah. I'd go hybrid. Well, they have those.
I know.
But, you know, like, best of both worlds. Like, if you run out of gas out at sea, you just pop that bitch up. Bam.
You right. You ever ran out of gas?
Yeah. I've never ran out of gas.
Yeah.
That's the most humiliating thing, isn't it?
In college a few times, yeah. And then I swore to never run out of gas again.
I don't go below, like, 30%.
Well, it'd be the winter time. It'd be super cold.
Nope.
I would think I had gas. I was broke, Shaman. What do you want me to do? Damn. Looking at me with judgment. Got $10 left. I'm a little above E.
And it lies to you. Like, yeah. And then you get back in it the next morning, and that bitch is down even further. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's settled.
It got cold, so the gas, you know, shrunk.
Science.
Yeah.
Molecules and such.
That's why they switch off gasoline in the winter, because it freezes. It has a higher, lower freezing point.
Like the helicopter from A Day After Tomorrow.
I fucking knew you were going to bring that up.
Welcome to the Extra Medium Show.
And we are back with another episode of the Extra Medium Show. Sorry. Al, what were you saying?
I was going to finish your sentence. I didn't know. It didn't seem like you were going to.
Yes. Dramatic pause.
Keeping us on our toes.
Yeah. Dramatic pause. Yeah. I'm Corey. That's Big Al. And in the corner, as always.
Shaman.
I thought Alex was going to say it that time.
I did look like I was going to say it.
I never know who's going to say it, though. So
that's the fun.
I was a Boy Scout.
Really? For how long?
Probably like 4 or 5 years.
You earn a lot of badges?
Nope.
Where's your, do you still have your sash? Is that what they give you?
Yeah.
I mean, you get a full uniform.
Or is it a vest?
No, that's Girl Scouts.
What do they put? They put the things on.
The sash.
It's a sash?
I don't know if that's what it's called, but that's what it resembles.
It's what it's called.
Hmm. How do you know? You weren't a Boy Scout?
Yeah, I was.
Oh.
Do you have yours?
No.
Why not?
I had more Girl Scout badges than I had Boy Scouts.
They gave them to you, though?
Yeah.
That's progressive.
My mom was a scout leader, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. No shame in it.
Yeah, no shame.
Do you know, like, how to, like, bake cookies and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, I'm an excellent cook, man.
Well, cooking and baking is not the same
thing. I know.
I'd agree.
So.
But, yeah. No, because my Boy Scout troop folded because we didn't have enough people. So I got stuck going to my sister's shit.
I've never heard anyone refer to a Boy Scout group as folding. I don't know. It just sounded like super.
Well, what else would I say?
My troop was 3081.
We were dismembered. 3081?
Yeah.
You got it tatted on you somewhere?
Somewhere. I'm not going to show you where.
Do you still have those things like you would make for like Christmas and shit?
I'm sure my mom does.
Yeah, I still have them.
You're right. She threw that trash away.
Fuck that shit.
There's a picture of me in one of them. I was like fucking, I don't know, 6.
I don't remember you being a kid. I really don't.
It's a weird thing to say.
Like, I've known him since we were 8.
You don't remember him being a kid? You don't remember him being anywhere?
No, I knew we were always together, but I just don't remember him being a kid.
You don't have, like, a memory of him, like, falling down or anything?
He threw up in my bathroom once.
That's like something something visual that you saw him do.
Yeah.
That's how you remember.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like...
See, when I think of Alex as a kid, I remember him fucking leading the fucking army kids at recess.
I had to take that personality quiz. I am a natural born leader.
Well, he had the marching and shit. Like,
bunch of little psychopaths.
We had to start the militia.
What happened to those kids? I'm sure they're well-adjusted adults. They're living in the woods somewhere, surrounded by bear traps. Anyway.
Anywho.
Got crazy. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about
best character actor.
I couldn't remember what it's called because I googled best.
Bro, we literally had a discussion.
Never had a lead role. Look, because that's what I put.
Yeah,
yeah, actors who. Yeah, that's the same thing.
But it's not.
But we literally had a discussion that you were going to introduce the topic, and then I looked at you to introduce the topic, and you're just like,
"Yeah, no you idea." Said what- that.
All right, we're gonna cut that out.
No, this is funny. This is funny. I think it's hilarious. But best character actors.
Damn. Anywho,
we can cut it out if you want. I think it's funny.
All right. So when I think of character actor, I don't know why he comes to mind, but it's Steve Zahn. Do you know who that is?
See, we're gonna have to start going after roles.
Do you know what he played in?
He was in Saving Silverman.
Ooh.
He was in the movie about the truck driver that kills people, Candy Cane.
What's his name? Steve Zahn?
Steve Zahn, yeah.
With a Z?
He's not very famous, but he's been in stuff.
Oh, he's in Sahara.
He's his buddy.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. But he's always that guy. Like,
yeah.
He's like
the best friend.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
Kind of crazy, but like, yeah.
Wow. That's just mine. I don't know, like.
Wow. I'm thinking more of like Walter Goggins. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do. He's in Righteous Gemstones.
Yes.
He's Baby Billy.
Yes. Do you know who he is?
He's in Vice Principals. He's in a lot of stuff.
He's in The Wire. But not The Wire. The Shield. Goggins.
But he's about to be a leading man.
What is he in?
I know.
He's about to star in Fallout, this TV series.
Is he?
He'd make a good one.
Good for him. Yeah, I agree. He's the main guy?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
I like it. He's in Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. Justified.
I thought that was a great choice for that.
I could see it because he has the rough like Outlander look to him. Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks a little bit crazy sometimes. And
yeah.
Here's another one. He just actually got a leading role, but we're still going to count him. Luis Guzman.
Yeah, he. Okay.
Do you know who that is? The guy who's playing. What's the dad from Adam's Family?
Gomez. Yeah, he's never really.
No,
he was in.
He's in Boogie Nights,
the resort. That show I watched.
Is he?
He's in it. Yeah, he's in like an episode or two. Like they go to him and he's.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's always funny.
I'm gonna say his last name wrong. John Turuto.
John Turut. You gotta give me.
He's the Sector 7 guy in Transformers. The guy who wears the underwear. That says Sector 7.
Oh! Is he like Italian or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then in like Transformer 3, he's the one who writes the book.
Yeah. Do you know who we're talking about?
I don't think so.
Have you seen Transformers?
Yes.
He's the head like FBI. It's not FBI.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Is that guy?
He's a little crazed, a little bit.
Yeah. What about Steve Buscemi?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of.
Everyone knows him, but I can't think of a leading role. Can you?
these guys all probably did star in something at some point that you just can't, you just can't find. It's not like but no, I can't. Steve Buscemi,
Armageddon, great side character. Isn't he in Con Air?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
As the one
that's a good one.
I mean, he's in a lot more than that. He's in a lot of.
Is he in Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Con Air.
He's the guy who doesn't tip.
Yep.
Forget his color.
Grown Ups.
Yeah.
Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah. He's kind of.
Big Lebowski, Fargo. Yeah.
Like, he's a big actor, but I don't think he's played like
the main character. Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Yeah, he's a great one. He's a great one.
Maybe Boardwalk Empire. Mm. I can make that argument. At least the first couple seasons.
But I think if you have to make the argument,
yeah, it doesn't okay. matter. You're right. You got a.
I got, well, along that line, does Sam Elliott?
That's tough. I just watched him as a pretty lead character in 1883.
Yeah.
But.
See, a leading man.
I don't think so. Big Lebowski just makes like a cameo.
Yeah, he's like the guy at the bar.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Isn't he in that like.
Roundhouse?
Is he in that?
Yeah.
He's in that one movie where it's like. Is it Abraham Lincoln the.
Vampire Slayer?
No, it's not that movie. He's in with an outrageous name, but I don't remember what it is.
I mean, he's in Tombstone.
Yeah.
And I'd say he's a secondary character in Tombstone.
The Ranch.
Yeah, but he's a pretty main character, too. Yeah. Like, he's part of the main
group. Ghost Rider.
The Ranch, he's pretty, but he's not. It's not his
name. The Hero.
The Hero.
It's not a name, like a big budget movie, but he is the main character.
Yeah. Still, though.
Yeah, but, like, people wouldn't know him for that, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's not a very large movie.
Yeah. What about, taking it back since I mentioned Armageddon, William Fichtner?
I don't know who that is.
He's the captain of the ship that survives, who has the gun. Do you know who I'm talking about? Like, the head NASA pilot?
Oh, okay.
The blonde guy?
Yeah.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, what's his name?
William.
The one who says, you know, he's the bravest
Fichtner.
Man. That one? Yeah. Bravest man I've ever served with or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
He's okay. in quite a bit.
What about the Russian dude?
And the Russian dude. He's in the
Perfect Storm.
Perfect Storm, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. John C. Reilly. He's starting a lot, but... that's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Because, like, Gangs in New York.
Step Brothers,
he leads, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's a co-lead.
Like, Boogie Nights, he's not a star of.
Talladega Nights, he co-stars.
I think, in his case, it's just, there's movies he just wasn't the star in. He's not a
character I think he's, actor.
You know what I mean? That's a difference. Because he had like Dewey Cox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good argument though.
Mm-hmm.
About J.K. Simmons.
Yeah. Is that the Allstate or the...
The bald guy.
Though. Yeah. I like him.
Yeah, of course.
He's a great guy.
He's great.
Do you know who he is?
No.
J.K. Simmons. Yeah, you do. He's the bald guy. And
here's one.
Yeah, you're going to have to cut.
And this one's... this one's kind of along those lines too. Michael Pena.
He's in fucking Spider-Man. J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, he's the newspaper guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael Pena. He's in like
End of Watch.
Yeah. He's not in any.
He's an Ant-Man.
Oh, the funny guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's in Battle Los Angeles.
Yeah, he's pretty solid.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Like, he was a lead in Chips.
Oh, yeah, but
that movie tanked. That was a bad remake. Yeah,
because he's not a leading man.
Bad remake. Yeah. But, yeah, he's definitely more of a side character, like, side actor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
as Corey calls it, a character actor.
What about I'm trying to think of like actresses.
Judy Greer.
Yeah. Yeah. What about Jennifer Coolidge?
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
I don't know.
Stifler's mom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was the
Legally Blonde.
Yes, that was the person that came to mind, was Stifler's mom.
You know who Beth Grant is?
No.
She I think she, well, she's in Donnie Darko. She's the like gym teacher lady that's like super religious. Mm-hmm. And I think, is she the same character who's Dwight's babysitter slash date in the dinner party?
Maybe, yeah.
It I might think be. That's her.
That shit's so funny.
I just watched that episode.
She's at the bus stop. He pulls up and ignores her.
What about Lori McCaffey? Or McCaff? Mm-hmm. And what's her name from Roseanne?
She's in, yeah. She's also in Young Sheldon. She plays Sheldon's mom.
She's in Young Sheldon?
Mm-hmm.
I like her.
Oh, yeah. She's not in Young Sheldon. She's in Big Bang Theory as Sheldon's mom as she's older. Young Sheldon's mom is somebody else.
Damn. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Garen fucking Tiet. Look it up.
Damn.
It's...
Bro.
What about the dad from American Pie? He's in the Schitt's Creek show.
Yeah, he kind of starts. What and his name's
He looks like a Bernie.
No, his name's not Bernie.
Like I was just saying, he looks like a Bernie.
That's messed up.
Is it?
I think that's kind of.
All right.
What's his name?
Eugene Levy.
Yeah. Eugene Levy.
Yeah. You should have known that.
Yeah. It's embarrassing. I guess he counts. He's kind of the star of Schitt's Creek, though. I mean, he is and he isn't.
Would you guys rather have one movie where you're the lead actor and never make a movie again, or be a character actor?
Be a character actor.
Really?
Yeah. Depends how much I got paid.
It's a hit movie.
I'd still rather be a character
actor. Yeah, like, because that's one and done. Like, you have all these artists that make, you know, one-hit wonders, and you never hear from them again, then you don't, who's that?
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, like, we say these people, you know, we kind of know who they are. You know, we know what they look like. We know their face.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You think you could be an actor?
Probably. I think so.
I think I could. I really do. What about you? See Rory?
I think so. Yeah.
Depends on
the role. If anybody would, it'd be me.
Yeah, well.
See, I have to disagree. I say Alex would make a pretty good actor.
Shit. You don't show the emotion like I can. Make a screenplay and I'll act.
You know, I ask you to do an impression every other episode.
Okay, he's got you back.
No. Impressions can go poorly because you never know what's going to come out of your mouth. And
act like a character, right? This is your character.
Okay.
And you are from Detroit, right?
I don't know what the fuck a Detroit accent is.
Normal. Just talk normal, but just get in that mindset, right?
Yeah.
And
you need a mood for this scene.
Hold on.
Okay.
You came to do...
You came to work. Okay, I'm switching right up your thing.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you're a pizza shop owner.
Yeah, I like this. Okay.
In New York City, bro.
Okay.
It's like 5 a.m. and your employee is late to work.
Let's make him do a real accent. I like that.
Your employee is late to work by an hour.
Yeah, I'm the employee.
What's your name?
He hasn't gotten the...
Been working here 10 years. You don't know my name?
No.
What's am I angry?
We're in it. We're in it right
You're
now.
You're angry because he was the one who was supposed to prep the bread.
Saban's thought this out.
I could be a director, let me tell you.
Bro, hold on. We're gonna have to cut this right here for a second. But okay.
I feel like you're stalling.
I am. It does seem like I am stalling, but I am not. Well, trying to. I am. All right. Okay. Shaman, give me my mood.
You're angry, but you're more disappointed in him.
What's Corey's character's name? I need to connect to him Tommy. On a personal bit. Okay. Am I Italian?
Yeah, you're a 39-year-old, second-generation Italian pizza shop owner.
Is my family from the mainland or Sicily?
This dude is stalling so bad. Just go for it.
All right.
You have a heavy accent.
Oh, fuck.
Just go for it. What's up, boss? See,
who's the better actor? I can't do it.
Who's the better actor? Alright.
Hey!
You want me to do it?
Alright, you do it.
No, you're the employee?
Sure.
Hey, you've been late 3 times this week, pal. What's the deal?
My cat just died.
Fuck a cat. We cook cats around here. We got business. We got money to make. Where you been?
I told you, the cat just died.
You got any other cats?
Not anymore.
Good, because if you're late again, I'm taking them out too.
That was good.
That was all right. That was all right.
Thank you.
The eye contact really did not do it for me.
I should have been looking away. How was my New York accent?
That was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really bad. I'm gonna get this took a weird turn. How did we get here from character actors? I don't even know.
I asked you if you could be an actor. Yeah. And apparently the answer is yes.
Shaman, could you?
I guess it'd be depending on the role.
See, I act more on stage, not radio.
You're on stage. Physical comedy. All right, we got any other character actors?
There's a million of them, but I don't know their names.
What about Cameron Manheim? She's the chick.
See, we're getting too deep in the woods with these names. Yeah. So, like, J.K. Simmons, Steve Buscemi, Gary Busey,
Goggins.
She's in that meme Goggins. Where she's in the movie and she's a cop and her hat keeps getting bigger. She's a police officer.
Yeah, but that, she's not.
A scary movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of them. I just didn't know which one it was.
Still thinking about the pizza shop. Hey!
I think I'd make a better director.
Yeah. That's funny.
I'll be the writer. I think I could do that better.
We should.
Let's make a movie.
Extra Medium Productions coming soon, people. You heard it here first. Let us know what you think Alex would star and what kind of movie Alex should star in. Would you be the star then?
Uh-huh.
Just a movie where you don't even speak. We just...
A silent movie?
Yeah. No, everybody else speaks. Just Alex doesn't.
I'd do that.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. That's a good idea.
Thanks. Nobody steal my idea. Beautiful. But, all right.
Well, trademark.
Into the next segment. Bah, 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 bah. What did you watch?
So, I'm just going to jump in it.
Jump on in, baby.
I watched a show that's been out for, at least, a few years, I know. Power, for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty fucking good. I was impressed. Like, I thought people were just hyping it up and stuff, but it's actually a very good show.
I don't know.
And
what
there's
that
like
show is.
5 spinoff shows off of that show.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of titties.
Dude, so much sex.
Bro, every episode has at least two sex scenes.
Ghost be putting it down. Bro. So Tommy be putting it down. Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, there's so much sex in the fucking show. I was not expecting it when it fucking happened.
You'll like it, though. There's some turns and twists and
I'm stuff. On season three.
You don't know any spoilers or anything?
No.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I just got this season three. It's one 50 Cent.
Yeah, it's on Stars.
Yeah. They're pretty much...
you have Stars?
I have Hulu.
Oh, it's on Hulu.
Yeah. All the seasons. That. Yeah. They're pretty much like New York drug dealers, and it's kind of like almost like Sons of Anarchy kind of deal, but with drugs and New York.
It's like, yeah, I guess Sons of Anarchy and what's the one with Terrence Howard?
Empire.
Yeah, actually get yeah.
Okay.
One, and he tries to get out of the game, just like you know, Jax Teller wanted to. The it's shit better pops than off. Empire.
But there is a lot of sex. There's too much sex. Like when I was
see, watching, I would say I like, that too. Like
there's too much sex.
Like it's like no one fucks this much.
And like you don't need. We've already seen him have let's go sex have with lunch. Her.
Bam.
Like we don't need to see a minute and a half of like this. Like
I mean,
I get it, but and they can. That's why they do. You know what I mean,
bro? That redhead, bro. She was looking good.
Jesus Christ.
Shaman can't help it, but take it there.
I can't. Wow, she was looking good.
Shit.
But yeah.
And his body, I mean.
Anywho, I watched a movie that...
Shaman just looked at me with the most blank look.
And I was like, what?
Just trying to get a reaction, you know?
I watched... have you ever seen The Fighter?
Yeah.
Is that... I feel like I picture like...
Is that the one with Batman?
Yeah.
It's okay. Batman or it's the guy who plays Batman?
Christian Bale. The guy Bale. Who plays Batman.
Christian Bale.
And Mark Wahlberg.
I was about to say, I feel like I picture Mark Wahlberg. That's mm-hmm. who I was honestly going to say. Mm-hmm. All beat up and like with mm-hmm. like tape on his hands.
Yep. Yep. It's actually really, really good. Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be. Well, I didn't think it was going to be bad, but.
Just not as good as it was.
Yeah. Before. And it's a true story. You haven't seen it?
No.
It's about a fighter who in the 90s. Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I can't.
In the 90s, he about him rising up through the boxing ranks, basically. And he has a brother who knocked down, was it Sugar Ray Robinson?
Oh, and he's jealous Leonard? Of his brother.
Yeah, I think it was Sugar Ray.
Well, yeah, I don't remember which one.
And he's mad at his brother for not using it. I feel like I've seen parts of this, maybe.
His brother...
I feel like they argued. Him and his brother argued. Mm-hmm,
because he was into drugs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and, he's like, if I would have had what you had, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe I have seen it.
Yeah, it's a good one. Has Amy Adams in it.
Okay.
She's nice. She has red hair, so
Sugar Ray Leonard.
Probably like her.
So, yeah. Still not any movie I told you to watch, but it's a good movie.
All right.
It is a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched Dahmer.
Did you? All of it?
Parts of it. I didn't watch all of it.
I heard it's very creepy.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Why? Because you know what's about to happen to the people?
Yeah, and like the cops and stuff, and it's just like, Jesus.
Yeah, I heard people were pissed off about what, like the cops didn't get in trouble because obviously they could have stopped. A lot of it.
The guy. Yeah,
didn't one of them like tell the cops he escapes?
Yeah,
yeah,
like the, yeah, because his grandma had called like 7 times too. Like,
well, there's another guy like, he has car trouble, so he's like, "Come back with me, and we'll get my car." And he gives him a drink and drugs him. Mm-hmm. That's how he gets like everybody, and he passes out. But his grandma like comes downstairs and finds the guy. He's like, he had too much. And the grandma sits there and watches the guy all night. So then the guy goes to the cops, and they don't believe him.
Yeah, that's fucked. Yeah.
And then like another guy gets away and goes to the cops, and he's all fucked up. And he's like, oh no, he's my gay lover. And the cops like, all right. And
yeah, wasn't he also walks him back in the apartment? Well?
Yeah, just like, yeah, it's messed up. But it's super like, the actor's great.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy who played,
I forget his name.
Quicksilver in the X-Men
movie? I have no idea. I've seen him on Facebook. Everyone's talking about him.
Yeah.
They said he should get therapy after he's done with this show. But
I just felt like I needed to watch it to stay culturally relevant.
Mm-hmm.
So
how did he get caught?
I mean, I forget. They showed it.
I haven't seen it.
They showed it, and I forget which one got him caught, to be honest. Mm. I caught.
He was from around here, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Right, huh? That's what happens in Ohio. People go crazy.
Well, I think I remember which one got. I don't want to ruin it though. If you don't know, I guess just watch it.
Do you like true crime podcasts and stuff?
No.
See, I don't like the podcasts. I do like crime TV shows. Like Criminal Minds.
I don't like those kind of shows. I like First 48. I used to watch the shit out of that show. And I hated it. But then I grew to love it.
Yeah, it's messed up.
And then like Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, I like that's a good Unsolved one. Mysteries.
Yeah.
Is that show still around?
I think they remade it. Yeah. I don't know if it's still going. The remake.
I know they remade it, but I don't know if they've continued on.
Mm-hmm. That guy's probably pretty old.
I'd imagine. And if it was even the same guy.
I don't think it was.
Didn't he have like someone go missing or something? And
that's Alex. No, his son's name was Alex. That's America's Most Wanted. What's his name? I forget his name. But he had his son get kidnapped and
America's
like,
Most Wanted. That's what
and some guy like did bad stuff to him and then killed him. And his name was Alex, I think, the son's name, but I don't remember what his name was. But yeah, I like that show a lot too.
Yeah,
that was a good show.
Yeah, all real crime cops.
Yeah, I like cops. I like. Have you watched Live PD?
Yeah. I know people that got arrested on Live PD.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
They were at Akron.
Were they?
When I was in college, yeah.
Dang.
I think it was... No, it was Busted. It wasn't Live PD, it was Busted. Do you remember... You don't remember that show? That's what it was on. It was like way like less of a crime show. You know what I mean?
His name was Adam, not Alex.
Oh. Adam Walsh. Oh, yeah, that's Code Adam. Adam Walsh. Yeah. Because, like, when you work at a store and you have a code Adam.
Yep.
Or hospital. It's named after him.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, John Walsh. In his leather jacket.
Yeah, that's actually how he became the host. Is because his son went missing and then they found him murdered. And he became a huge activist. And that's how he became the host. Because he was such...
Started getting that check.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
All right. Well, as always, let us know what we missed, where we screwed up, and
stay safe.